Hello everyone. A very warm welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for joining us from your living rooms around the globe. Welcome to the Divine Life Summit, an invitation to you to plug into your authentic power, to live from your very core, your soul. And as usual, I'm going to quote a favorite of mine from Teilhard de Chardin, that Jesuit mystic. He says, "Remember, you are not a human being having a spiritual experience. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You do not have a soul. You are a soul." I'm your host. My name is Usha Rani Sharma, and I'm so honored to be with you for this inspirational event. We have an empowering hour of juicy information about happiness and love. But first, let's take a moment to remember an essential truth about you. You are the author, co-creator with the universe. Your thoughts and words matter, just as you matter. You are making a difference with your precious life. Today, it's my great honor to introduce our amazing guest. She is a leading light, and I have her books next to my bed. And I am so delighted and honored and pleased and just lit up from my toes to the crown of my head to welcome Marcy Shymoff. Welcome, Marcy.
Thank you. I love that you're lit up from your toes to the crown of your head. When you said that, I felt the same way.
Okay. Let me give you a formal introduction. Marcy is a number one New York Times best-selling author. She's a world-renowned transformational teacher and an expert on happiness, success, and unconditional love. Her newest book, Love for No Reason, 7 Steps to Creating a Life of Unconditional Love, debuted at number 3 on the New York Times bestseller list. In it, Marcy introduces a revolutionary program to live in a deep and lasting state of unconditional love. And she shows you how to access that at any time and in any circumstance. Marcy's other books include the runaway bestseller, Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out, and 6 titles in the phenomenally successful Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul series. Her books have sold more than 15 million copies worldwide, have been translated into 33 languages, have topped all of the major bestseller lists, and have been on the New York Times bestseller list for a total of 118. Marcy is one of the best-selling female nonfiction authors of all time. She is also the host of the national PBS television special called Happy for No Reason. And she's a featured teacher in the international film and book sensation, The Secret. Marcy has inspired millions of people around the world, and she's dedicated to helping people live more empowered and joy-filled lives. So please join me, everyone, in welcoming to our show today, Marcy Shymoff. Welcome, Marcy.
Thank you. I am delighted to be able to have this conversation today with you, because I know that we're going to get to cover some really wonderful things, and it's always inspiring to have these conversations. So,
yeah, so Marcy asks a radical question, that what if you could live in a state of unconditional love all the time? And if you could love people not because they fill your needs or because they love you, but so that you're because you're connected to a state of pure love within yourself. So Marcy is going to share some inside stories that she has gleaned from her own life and also from interviewing hundreds of hours of experts on the topic of unconditional love who she calls Love Luminaries, and she offers a revolutionary 7-step program to create a state of unconditional love from the inside out. So, Marcy, what inspired you to write this book, Love for No Reason?
Well, I always write, you know, there's this saying that we teach what we most want to learn. So I always write books that my soul is calling for me to learn about. And just before Love for No Reason came out, I wrote the book Happy for No Reason, and that was inspired by my having achieved everything I thought I wanted in life and still not being happy. And, you know, I remember actually once it was 1998, and I had 3 books at the same time on the New York Times bestseller list. I was at the height of my career. I had just given a speech to 8,000 people, and I had signed 5,432 books. And they'd had to have my client had a massage therapist on hand, so hand would get massaged every hour so I wouldn't get to carpal tunnel. And, you know, so my career was totally working. I had a great relationship. My life, I lived in a beautiful place. I had wonderful friends. I had everything I thought I needed in life to be happy. And at the end of that whole experience of having signed all those books and, you know, been like this, like, really highlight moment, I went up to my hotel room, which the client had gotten for me, the penthouse suite, and I plopped onto the bed, and I burst into tears. And I burst into tears because I realized that I had everything that I thought I needed in life to be happy, and I still wasn't. So I did some heavy-duty research on happiness, and I found there's great news, and that is that happiness, science has cracked the happiness code. We actually know what it takes for anyone to be happier, anyone. You could be very depressed. You could already be very happy. We can still raise what's called your happiness set point, and we'll, I'm sure, get to talk about that a little later. But so I wrote this book. I interviewed all these people, and I found out all the tools and techniques to be happier, and I used them on myself, and they worked. I went from a D+ in happiness to an A-. And so I, you know, and then I wrote Happy for No Reason, and it worked on, you know, thousands of people. I mean, it's the book has sold over 1 million copies, so it's really done incredibly well. And then I did some more soul searching after Happy for No Reason came out, and I said, okay, what do I want more than happiness? And there was really only one answer. The only thing in life that is more important than happiness, you know, that trumps happiness, is love, unconditional love. And so I thought about the same question I had with happiness, is could you be happy no matter what? I wondered about love. Could I be in a state of love no matter what was going on in my life? You know, that feeling that you feel when you're falling in love or when you're looking at a beautiful sunset and just life is, you're connected. You are in the flow. Could I learn how to be that way no matter what? And that's what I investigated with Love for No Reason. And, you know, again, the good news is I found out, yes, in fact, you can learn to live in a state of love no matter what's going on in your life. And ultimately, it's all that really matters. And once you are living in that state of love, then everything else in your life falls into place. It's kind of the key to everything. It just puts life on the right track.
So you call this a new paradigm of love. Why is that?
Well, most of us have been taught that love is something that we give or we get from other people. Love is a stream of energy that goes between two people. And that's only partially true. And when we think of love only that way, we get in trouble. We get in trouble because then we are what I call like little love beggars. We walk around with these begging cups, going up to people saying, let's fill up my cup with love. You know, let me love you so I can have more love in my cup, or let me get love from you so I can have more love in my cup. But there's a real innate problem in that paradigm. And the problem is that we're missing a basic spiritual truth. And that basic spiritual truth is that love is our essence. It is who we are. And when we get connected to that truth or that experience that we are love, then we're like the ocean. We just naturally are overflowing in that love. We don't need to think about giving love to other people, because just our presence, just who we are, naturally we're overflowing in love. And so we move from being a love beggar to being a love philanthropist. And we all know people like that. They're the people that you want to be around. You want to be around them because they're full. They have this full energy of love, and it's contagious. You love being in their presence. And so that's what I'm talking about when I talk about love for no reason. It's really connecting with that essence of who we really are.
I love what you're saying, Marcy. So it's even though we're going through challenging times, all we hear constantly about the state of the economy, what the unemployment rate is, the prices of gas have been in the news recently. So there's this constant stream that we're being inundated with that can bring down our vibration if we let it. But so you're suggesting that we can focus on love in the midst of our challenges. How do we do that?
Yeah, people are often saying to me, you know, I can't think about love right now. I've got to pay the bills, or I'm losing my house, or my relationship is falling apart, or my health is challenged. And if people come to me with health problems, or if people come to me with relationship problems, or they come to me with money problems, it doesn't matter. I tell them all the same thing, and that is start with love. Start with moving into this energetic vibration of love, and the rest of your life will fall in order. We have it backwards in our society. We think that when we have the success that we need, or when we have the relationship that we need, then we'll feel happy, then we'll feel love. It's the other way around. When we move into these energetic vibrations of happiness and of love, then we're able to draw into our life more of what we really want. Because, you know, you mentioned I was in the film The Secret, and it's based on the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is very simple. It just states that everything in the universe is energy. And we attract to us based on our energetic vibration. So when you raise your energetic vibration to the energy of love, then life starts to flow more easily, and your relationships shift, your health shifts, your financial situation shifts. Now, I'm not saying that you don't attend to those things as well, but I am saying that the foundation or the cornerstone of having everything in life work is vibrating at this energy of love.
And when we do that, we actually become much more resourceful.
Right. We become more resilient. So we bounce back from challenges more. I mean, you know, there's another saying amongst authors, and that is watch what you're writing about, because you'll certainly be tested in it. And no sooner had I signed the contract for Love for No Reason than everything that would test my ability to experience love showed up in my life. And I'll just name like four things that happened immediately. So my husband and I decided to get divorced. And it was a very friendly divorce. We're dear friends, but we just decided that we were best as friends, and that would serve both of us the most. But so it was challenging, though, any kind of separation like that can be challenging. Then I had three dear friends pass away. Then we sold our family home of 58 years that I'd been very attached to. And then very soon after that, my beloved mother, 88 years old, passed away very unexpectedly. So all four of those things are going on while I'm writing Love for No Reason. And let me tell you, I got to test everything out. Everything I was learning from the people I was interviewing, I went and used. And I can guarantee you that I made it through those experiences so much better than if I hadn't known of these resources or known of these tools that I learned. And it's not that I didn't feel grief or sadness. I mean, of course I did. But I bounced back so much more quickly. You know, and like you say, I was more creative in being able to deal with the problems the challenges that came my way, the tests, if you will.
Yeah, so One of the things I loved about your book, Marcy, is that you actually talk about the science behind love for no reason.
Yes. You know, when people hear me talking about love, they go, oh, you know, this is just some airy-fairy talk. And it is not. What we're talking about is very grounded in science. I am talking about changing the cells of your body so that you vibrate at the energy of love. And this can be tested. There's a love response. It's a physiology. It was a term called the love response by Dr. Eva Selhub of Harvard. And it's got, when you're in the love response, as opposed to being in the stress response, which is, you know, when you're completely stressed out, which a lot of us spend a lot of our times in, when you move into the love response, you have different brain activity, you have different heart rhythms, and you have a different biochemistry. There's a biochemistry of love. And so it's not just airy fairy talk. It really is science. And, you know, in the time that we have together, Usha, I want to be really practical for people, and I want to give you practical tools that you can use immediately in your life to move more into the love response. Would that be okay if we do some practical tools?
I would love that, Marcy. Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we start?
Implement.
Shall we start with one in particular that's really easy, but that'll put us all into a really great state, so we can be more open to what's going on?
Let's do that.
Okay. Great. So, this is a technique that I'm going to share with you that I learned from a group called the Institute of Heart Math. And they are the world's leading researchers on the heart and love and how it affects our overall state of being and our health. And they have found, in fact, they've got a whole technology that you can use where you can put your finger in a little sensor and you can tell, it's like biofeedback for the heart, you can tell when you're in what they call heart rhythm coherence, when your heart rhythms are moving in a very harmonious way, or when you're not, and you can train yourself to go into heart rhythm coherence. But this little technique that I'm going to share with you is one that I learned from them. It's called the inner ease technique, and it will put you into heart rhythm coherence. It will put you into this love response that I talked about, and it will do it in less than 2 minutes. So I'm going to ask everybody to do this along with me because it's so much more important to actually have the experience of it than to hear about it. So I invite you to do this with us. And if you're driving, you might want to do this when you get to your destination. But for everybody else, just take less than 2 minutes and join with us. And Usha, you're going to be my guinea pig. So I'm going to ask you at the end of this how you feel, if you feel any different than when you started. Is that okay?
Great, yeah.
Okay, good. So it's only 3 steps. And by the way, you can do this with your eyes opened or closed. If you're able to, I recommend that you close your eyes. Just it makes it go a little bit deeper. And if you're not able to, no problem. You can still join in. So the first step is to simply place the palm of your hand over your heart. Now, the simple act of putting your hand on your heart starts the flow of a chemical called oxytocin. And oxytocin is dubbed the love hormone because it's what we feel when we feel bonded and connected with each other. We have more oxytocin. So that's step number one. Just having your hand on your heart puts your attention right into your heart center. Now the second step is called heart breathing. And what I'd like you to do is to imagine that you're breathing in and out through the center of your heart. So you can picture that. Or you can feel that. Either way, it doesn't matter, picturing or feeling, that you are breathing in and out through the center of your heart, underneath the palm of your hand. Just imagine that your breath is coming in through your heart and going out through your heart. Inhaling and exhaling through your heart center. Now the third step is on each inhale, imagine that you're breathing in love, ease, and compassion. And you can exhale normally, but on each inhale, just feel or picture yourself breathing in love, breathing in ease, breathing in compassion. and exhale normally. Breathe in, savoring, taking in those feelings of love, of ease, and compassion. Just even having the idea of bringing that into your heart. And going at your own rhythm, but exhaling normally. And on each inhale, breathing in ease, breathing in love, and breathing in compassion. And on the next exhale, you can open up your eyes and you can take your hand away. And I want you to just feel right now how you feel in your body. Do you feel any shifts? How do you feel energetically? How do you feel in your heart? Just notice that. Now, this was under 2 minutes. So in that short period of time, Usha, since you're my guinea pig, tell me, how do you feel different now than you did a couple minutes ago?
Well, I feel so much more centered. You know that suggestion to just inhale love, ease, and compassion? That was so healing. Mm-hmm. That combination just kind of relieved me of stress. You know, it's been such a full and busy day over here. And just kind of giving myself permission to do that and just align with those qualities just washed through me. And I just felt all tension melt away. It was just lovely.
Great. Beautiful. Well, my guess is, I've done this with thousands and thousands of people, is that everybody had some kind of an experience. Maybe you felt like Usha, more balanced, more relaxed. Some people feel, like you said, centered or grounded. Some people have physical sensations. Perhaps you felt a warmth in your heart area or a tingling in your hands and feet. Or some people even feel like a flow of liquid almost through their heart area. And each of these experiences is an indication that you are moving into the love response. Now, here's what's cool about this. Doing this once is, you know, a nice time, but no big deal. Nothing really happens. But if you do this 3 times a day, and I suggest once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once in the evening, do this 3 times a day for the next 2 weeks, what you'll start to do is you'll start to get in the habit of being in the love response. So it becomes more and more your default state. It becomes more where you live. And, I mean, I know I've done this on probably 300 interviews over the last months. And I every time now I put my hand up to my heart, just starting the process, I feel this wave of love coming over me. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about making it a habit. And so there are numbers of tools and techniques. In fact, I have 14 tools around love and 21 tools around happiness that will allow you to be in these states of greater love and greater happiness. And what I love is that it's not hard to do. Like, this took 2 minutes. It took no time to learn. And yet it can have a very profound effect. And like this technique, you can do while you're standing in line at the grocery store, or you can do it when you're sitting in a business meeting. Nobody even has to know that you're doing it, or while you're on the telephone. So what I think is what's happening these days, Usha, is that we're living in these very critical, challenging times for people. People individually are being challenged more than I've ever seen. I've been in the self-help, personal development field for the last 25 years, and I've never seen a time where people have been more challenged. And I think certainly globally we're challenged as well. And it's because we're at a time on the planet where there are big shifts happening. And that is why I believe we've been given these tools, these techniques, in order to help us make it through the shift more quickly and easily. And so what I suggest and what I've found to be the most helpful for people is that you get like a little toolbox. You learn a number of these tools and techniques. And then, you know, because today you might want to use the inner ease technique. Tomorrow you might need something else. So the more of these you know, the better off you are, and they're fun and easy to learn.
Yeah, thank you, Marcy. You know, they say that 2012 is a year of transformation and a year of opportunity, so I'm really aligned with what you're saying about having these tools that we can apply in very practical ways to actually give us that shift and align us with the changes that are coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's all very nice and good and lovely to be talking about love or talking about happiness, but where the rubber meets the road is in doing these things. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time. What I've found is if you can give me 5 to 10 minutes a day, within 30 days, I can shift your happiness set point or your love set point. And that's dramatic. So should we talk for a minute about what that means?
Yes. What is the love set point, Marcy?
So in the field, in the area of happiness research, it's a field called positive psychology. They've found that we all have a happiness set point. What that means is that no matter what happens to us, whether good or bad, we will hover around our happiness set point. It's like a thermostat setting. So I'll give you two examples. People who win the lottery, and you think that winning the lottery, you'd be a whole lot happier. Well, you are for a couple of months, but within a year, it's been shown that the people who win the lottery have returned to their original happiness set point. And the same is true of people who have tragedies. Within a year, for example, people who become paraplegic, they also return to their original happiness set point. So the set point is the key. That's the thing we need to change. And that's where these habits come into play. You know, there's 21 main happiness habits that can raise your happiness set point. And the same is true of love. We all have a love set point. It's like a glass ceiling or an upper limit to our ability to experience love. You know, maybe you've had this experience or you know someone who has where you suddenly get in a new relationship and there's all this love coming your way. And it's like you're not adjusted to it. You're not used to it and something happens. Unconsciously, people sabotage themselves. Something happens in the relationship or they do something because they're not able. They haven't raised their capacity to give and receive love. So what we're talking about here is enhancing your container so that you're a bigger container to allow in that happiness and love that is who you are.
Beautiful, yeah. So in your book, you outline 7 doorways to unconditional love. Can you talk a little bit about that? What are those? And
sure, I'm happy to go. I'll go through them.
We can do.
Yeah, I'll go through them very briefly, but what I want to make sure that we have time to do is I want to make sure that we have time to give you a couple of other practical tools. How's that?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, I'll just quickly go through the 7 doorways to experiencing greater unconditional love. And for those of you who are familiar with the chakra system, you'll notice that there's a huge correlation. Because what I found is that people who are living in a state of love, they described the various qualities, and the various qualities relate to the 7 major energy centers or the chakras. So the first doorway is the doorway of safety, and it relates to the root chakra. And it's about being able to be present in the here and now. And then there's the doorway of vitality, which is the 2nd chakra, and it's about turning up the juice in life, feeling more energy, more juice, more juiciness in the body and more juice in life. Being able to really feel our feelings. The 3rd doorway is related to the solar plexus area. It's called the doorway of unconditional self-love, which is about loving ourselves no matter what. Not needing to be perfect, but being able to love ourselves in the midst of our imperfections. Then there's the doorway of the heart, which is the doorway of openness. It's about being able to give and receive with an open heart. Then the 5th doorway is the doorway of communication. It relates to the throat center, and it's about listening and speaking with compassion. Then there's the doorway of vision, which is about seeing with the eyes of love, and it's about how you can perceive life differently, how you can actually see life differently, so that the same thing that happened to you yesterday happens to you today, but you see it with completely different perspective, that you see it with the eyes of love. And then finally there's the doorway of oneness, which has to do with the crown chakra, and it's about connecting to the divine, to the wholeness of life. And when you and so each of these keys that I talk about relate to opening up those specific doorways to experiencing greater unconditional love. So I think what might be fun is for me to talk about the doorway of unconditional self-love, because that's a place where a lot of people get stuck. Should we?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, good, good. So in a minute, I'm going to give you a technique to deal with the doorway of self-love, help open that. But first, I want to share with you a story from one of the love luminaries that I interviewed. Because I think it really speaks to the power of self-love. This is a woman named Sally Sals. The story comes from Sally. Sally is 68 years old. But she told me that this incident that I'm going to share with you happened to her the week before her 50th birthday. She was rushed very suddenly to the emergency room of the hospital, and she was violently ill. And the doctors examined her and told her that her liver was failing and that she would need a liver transplant, and it was so severe that she would probably need it in the next 3 days or she would die. This was completely a shock to Sally because she had no history of liver disease. No one in her family had it, and she didn't drink, and it just came out of the blue. So she was obviously, you know, just in total shock.
Yes.
Well, very fortunately, on the third day, when she was getting severely weak, they found her a liver and did the transplant surgery, and it was a success. And she all was well. She felt great for about a year, till she went to the doctor's office for a routine exam, and he told her that her second liver was failing and that she'd probably need another transplant in the next few months. Well, again, she was shocked. What was going on? She had no idea what was happening. But on that particular doctor's visit, she happened to be sitting in the waiting room next to a woman who had just had her third liver transplant in 3 years. And the woman was the most angry, negative person that Sally had ever met. And it reminded Sally that in Chinese medicine, every organ is associated with an emotion, and the liver is associated with anger. And so Sally did a little bit of self-examination and thought, okay, where am I angry? Where am I angry? And she realized that her anger was really not directed outwardly very much, but it was directed towards herself. She had grown up in a really judgmental family, and so she was always beating herself up. She was never good enough. She was always judging herself and angry at herself. So in that moment, she made a commitment to herself. And the commitment was that she was going to practice self-love for 10 minutes a day, no matter what. Well, that's what she did. She did various self-love practices. And after 2 months, she went back to the doctor, this time for the exam to get ready for the next transplant surgery. And the doctor sat her down and said, Sally, I have no idea what happened. I cannot explain this, but your liver is completely healed.
Wow.
He said, this is a medical miracle. I've never seen this before. Well, that was 18 years ago. Sally has never needed that liver transplant. She is one of the healthiest, happiest, most love-filled and vital people I have ever known. And she said, thank God that this happened to her because it taught her how she had to practice self-love.
Yeah, that's so inspiring. You know, it's a teaching how our well-being is so closely allied to our emotions and the life force within each cell and the intelligence of each cell, how when it's aligned with a higher vibration, we can manifest a much healthier body.
Amen. We can manifest a healthier body, and we can manifest a healthier life, you know, a healthier relationship, and a healthier relationship with money, and a healthier, you know, every area is impacted. So self-love is key. It's not something we're good at. So I have in my programs, I've got a whole bunch of techniques that you can use for self-love, including the emotional freedom technique, EFT, or tapping. I have a whole program in there on how you can tap for unconditional self-love. But something I can teach you or just share with you right now is simple but really useful, and that is 3 times a day, stop in the midst of what you're doing and ask yourself this question. What's the most loving thing I could do for myself right now? It's a simple question. What's the most loving thing I could do for myself right now? And listen to the answer. And, you know, sometimes the answer is going to be I can drink a glass of water or I can go out and get some fresh air. Sometimes the answer is going to be I can start talking to myself differently or I can acknowledge myself for something that I've good that I've done or I can do that inner ease technique. So the important thing is to actually get in the habit of paying attention to yourself. We generally don't do that. So just asking that question, what's the most loving thing I could do for myself right now, and then doing it, will put you in the habit of more self-love. And you'll start to see shifts in other ways when just naturally as you start to really be more compassionate and loving with yourself.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Marcy. You know, that is a life-altering practice. And just so heart-opening, I can just feel the question there and just see how it gets you in touch with your own inner guidance about how you can be more self-loving and cultivate that vibe. Mm-hmm. It's so juicy.
Yeah. Great.
So, Marcy, you have a free gift that you're sharing with everyone. It's a Love for No Reason workbook. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Sure, and I want to make sure that I give people the opportunity. I want to give one more technique, if I may, as well. Is that all right?
Oh, sure. We have a little bit of time, yeah.
Good. So the Love for No Reason workbook, by the way, has many of these practices in it. It's something you can download at thelovebook.com/workbook, and it's my free gift to you, thelovebook.com/workbook. And it's got a number of these techniques along with some other it's got a questionnaire, the Love for No Reason questionnaire, so you can see how much you are living in this state of love that we're talking about. So another technique, and people are always asking me, you know, what's the fast track to experiencing more love? And there's two answers, I would say. One is gratitude, and a lot of people speak about gratitude, and I am all with them. Gratitude is a key to living a more miraculous life. But the second thing I want to spend a little time just sharing with you is a tool for this is forgiveness. And if we can't forgive, if we have any resentment that we're holding, either towards ourselves or towards other people, it really blocks our heart. It's like a crimp. It just imagine that it's just crimping the pipeline of love into your heart. And so I am a big believer in doing forgiveness practices, and there are a number of them out there. And I'm going to share with you one right now that's very simple. I use it all the time, and it's incredibly powerful. And it's called Ho'oponopono. And the good news is that it's a lot easier to do than it is to say. You don't even have to pronounce the word Ho'oponopono. It's based on a Kahuna Hawaiian tradition, which is why there's all those O's and P's in it. But it's simply a practice. It's Ho'oponopono translates into making right. And all you do is you do this internally. You don't do this with the person you're having the problem with. You do this inside your own heart. You sit with these four phrases. And if you've got a pen and paper, I recommend you write these down. They are, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And I'm going to repeat those so you can write them down. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And all you do is you sit in your heart with those four phrases, sending out that wish to the person or situation that you're having the challenge with. And then wait for miracles to happen, because they will. And, you know, sometimes you only need to do this once for 5 or 10 minutes. Sometimes you may need to do it every day for a while. I've had amazing things happen from doing it, and I want to share with you probably the most powerful time that I used it and the result that it happened for me from it, just because I think that a lot of people will relate to hearing this.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, it was probably 3 years now, my sister and I got into an argument, and we weren't talking to each other. And this had never happened in our life before, in our whole family, and it was really awkward and uncomfortable. But she got mad at me for something, and I didn't think I deserved it. And I dug my heels in, and how dare she? I'm not going to talk to her. And, you know, it was just one of these really uncomfortable kinds of things. Well, a couple months into our silence, maybe 3 months into our silence, our family, we all gathered in order to move our mom from our home of 58 years, our big family home, to a little one-bedroom assisted living apartment. And on the morning of the move, my brother and his family and my sister and her family and my mom and I all gathered and to unpack her things at her new apartment. So I was the last one to arrive, and I walked in and I hugged and kissed everybody hello except my sister. I completely ignored her and just went right by her and proceeded to unpack all morning while trying to avoid making eye contact with her, which wasn't easy in this little tiny apartment. I had to walk to the other side of the living room to avoid her. And after about 3 hours of this, I was so drained and feeling so weird that I decided to take a break, and I went to my car. And on my way to the car, I remembered Ho'oponopono. So I sat in my car, and I closed my eyes, and I just in my heart felt that towards her. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you, I love you. By the way, it makes no difference whose fault it is, or, you know, it's just, this is a way, something you're doing for yourself, to clear yourself. And then I also did spend some time sending those same wishes towards myself, because I'd been upset with myself as well. Mm. And after about 10 minutes of doing this, I felt a wave of love overtake me. I suddenly realized that my sister's anger wasn't just from what had happened a few months earlier, but it was like a lifetime of stuff that had built up, and I really saw where she was coming from. I really saw her point of view. I felt it. I felt all this love for her, and there was a dramatic shift. So I went back into the apartment, but I decided not to say anything to anybody. So I went back in, and I just continued to unpack my mom's things. 3 minutes after I was back, my sister came over to me completely out of the blue, took me by the hand, and said, "Come on, Marcy, let's go to Mom's closet and unpack her clothes together."
Amazing.
I was blown away. So an hour later, she and I are at lunch, and my sister hands me her baked potato and says, "Here, Marcy, I know you like these more than I do." It was like night and day what had happened. So I couldn't believe it. I pulled my brother aside. I said, "Okay, what did you tell her while I was gone to cause this big shift?" He said, "Marcy, I didn't tell her anything. Nobody did. We have no idea what happened." Well, that was the beginning of an entirely new relationship that I now have with my sister. I mean, we go on sister weekends together. She's been such a huge support of me. And let me tell you that happened at the perfect time, because 9 months later, my sister and I found ourselves standing in that very same closet of our mom's, but this time we were packing up Mom's clothes because she had just passed away.
Mm.
And I can't imagine what that would have been like had my sister and I hung on to that anger.
Yeah, so, I just got chilled, Marcy, just hearing you say that.
Yes, well, thank you. I mean, I tell that because I know that every single person who's listening right now has someone in their life, or even towards themselves, that they haven't been able to forgive. So I invite you not to use my own life as proof, but to use your life as proof, to just do an experiment and try this for the next week or so and see what happens. And I want you to email me and tell me your stories. I've gotten so many stories. People email me. I'm going to give you my email address. I know it's crazy, but it's marcy@happyfornoreason.com, marci@happyfornoreason.com, and tell me your story of what happens when you do this Ho'oponopono.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Let's test it in our own lives and open up to the limitless field of transformation that can occur when we do these practices. So, Marcy, one of the things that this practice does is open up the field for happiness as well as love. So I know that you have this great product, this Happy for No Reason personal learning course. Would you like to share a little bit more about that?
I would. You know, this is the program that I am the most proud of and the most fulfilled by, because it's so powerful. I know of the specific habits that cause people to be happier or cause people to feel more love. But I always want things to happen quickly in my life. I don't have a lot of patience. And so I went to some colleagues of mine who are experts in the field of accelerated learning. They know how to make things happen for people, shifts happen for people fast. And I said, look, I know all the habits for happiness and for love. Can you put these together into a program for me using accelerated learning tools so that they really happen for people? It really works in the fastest and easiest way. And they said, absolutely, we can do that. And so they put together this personal learning course, happiness personal learning course. It's called the Happy for No Reason personal learning course. And it's amazing what results people are having from using this. I suggest that you do about 5 to 10 minutes a day if you can, and if you can't, even less will be fine, and people have remarkable results. One of the things, for example, that's in there is a Happy for No Reason paraliminal meditation. You listen to this with headphones, and it's got one message that goes into one ear, another message that goes into another ear. It bypasses the conscious brain, and it automatically lifts and raises your happiness set point. So you listen to that just while you're going to sleep or when you're just hanging out, relaxing in the bathtub. That's one of the kinds of things that's in there.
What I love about your tools is they're so easy to apply, Marcy. You found things that we can do really easily.
Because you know what? If you can't do them easily, people won't do them. And so I want results. That's what I care about in life is results. And, you know, I had one woman come up to me at a speech. She was crying. You know, after I give a speech, there's a line of people, and she was in the line. She was crying, and I thought, oh, my God, what's wrong? And when she got to me, she said, Marcy, I just want you to know that that my son, who's 19 years old, had been very depressed, and he'd been on antidepressants, and we tried everything for him, and nothing was working. And so we decided to try your personal learning course, and we did it together as a family. We all did it. And within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he was a different person. She said, I mean, he's off of his medications. And by the way, if you're on medication, do not go off medication without your doctor's knowledge and consent. That's my little disclaimer. But I will tell you that I've had so many people go off of their medication doing this program. But then she said, you know, I was already really happy, and I thought, oh, I don't need this. But she said, but I did it along with my son just to support him, and I realized how much happier I could be. It raised my happiness at that point, too. So it doesn't matter where you are in terms of happiness. You could be really happy right now. You could be not so happy. You could be in between. You can raise your happiness at that point, and I think there's nothing more important in life to do than to raise your happiness level. That's it. Raise our happiness set point, our love set point. That's pretty much the reason why we're alive. So I absolutely stand by this program and know that it is just it's a life changer. If you want your relationships to work better, your health to work better, your finances to work better, it all starts here with happiness and love.
Yeah, I've learned so much in the law of attraction that it's feeling, how you're actually feeling, that can precipitate having all these wonderful things coming to your life. You actually have to feel that state.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, I said it in The Secret. I said that we think success is the key to happiness, but it's the other way around. Happiness is the key to success. And in fact, let me just read to you a little paragraph from Rhonda Byrne, who wrote The Secret. She says, I want to let you in on a secret to the secret. The shortcut to anything that you want in your life is to be and feel happy now. It's the fastest way to bring money and anything else you want into your life. So set your thoughts and frequency on happiness. And so that's why I'm so jazzed about how valuable this is for shifting people's life. And And so, Usha, I went to Learning Strategies, and I told them I was going to be a part of this program with you, and I asked them to discount the program as much as they could for you guys, and they were amazing. They normally the program is $248, and that includes all of the accelerated learning practices, 10 hours of recordings of me, and all kinds of assessments and a 90-page workbook. So it's normally $248, and they lowered the price by $150, so it's only $98 for people who get this through this program here today.
Wow, that is amazingly generous. How about that? What a wonderful opportunity, Marcy. And, you know, we have a button on the website right below Marcy's picture where you can click on this and get access to it. So I do encourage you to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity. So, Marcy, in closing...
Do you have a link that you can give people as well, or do they just get it through that website?
No, I just have the button on the website.
Okay. Great, great.
Okay, great. And so, in closing, can you talk about, is it selfish to want to focus experiencing more love in our life?
You know, a lot of people ask me that. You know, is it selfish to want more happiness and love for ourselves? I mean, isn't all this, you know, what about the world? And what I have come to believe and know in my heart is that the way that we can most contribute to this world being a better world is through each of us feeling more joy and love in our own lives. When we raise our energetic vibration, we are changing ourselves, our families, our communities, and our world. And I'd love to leave you with a beautiful Chinese proverb that sums that up. And it's why I'm so passionate about this, about the subject that we're talking about love and happiness. And the proverb goes like this. It says, when there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. And my prayer and my wish is for each one of us that we feel that love in our hearts, that light in our soul, in our lives. And through that, we create a world of peace. And, you know, I know that it's not an accident that you are on this call. Every single person that is listening right now is listening because your soul has called you here. You know that there is something in this for you, and that it's not an accident. And so I feel honored to get to be with you here as I believe, you know, the pioneers of leading, you know, helping this transformational shift of the planet by shifting our own lives. So I'm honored to be with you all. I consider you all great love luminaries.
Thank you so much, Marcy. That was so inspiring. And once again, I'm just kind of tingling with the energy of what you said there. Just absolutely beautiful. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in and investing this time in your true nature. I'd like to close by chanting an ancient healing mantra in Sanskrit. I invite you to close your eyes if you're in a place where it's safe for you to do so. Take a deep breath. The intention of this mantra is, may all be well in all worlds. Please join me in that intention as you immerse yourself in these ancient healing sounds. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. Thank you, everyone. Many blessings.